Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome to New Charis Ministry. And once again, I'm privileged to be with you. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for such a wonderful time. We pray, O God, that you clean our hearts, our soul, our spirit, our mind. Father, so we can hear from you today. Continue to teach us and reform us. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Life is a great struggle for both the young and old. And even those who have great riches have troubles of their own. The rich man envying the poor man, and the poor man envying the rich man. In this world that we find ourselves in, there is enviness at all levels, even the rich envying the poor for the good sleep and the lack of thinking and the happiness that sometimes people who are poor seem to have. Whereas the poor man envies the rich man because of his riches, what they can afford, and the luxury that are at their disposal. Hallelujah. Enviness is deeply rooted sin, which is destructive. And if we do not cure and know how to handle that kind of enviness, which we are all exposed to, it may explode and become very destructive. Because there is competition, comparison, and we are all at a particular point heading towards a particular goal, we are prone to envy. Hallelujah. What you are looking for, I am also looking for it. And if I do not rely on the Spirit of God, when you receive or achieve that before me, instead of me be inspired by your achievement, I may end up envying your achievement. Today, I am talking on the topic, understanding the nature and dealing with enviness. Hallelujah. Enviness, by dictionary, is the feeling of grudging admiration and desire to have something that is possessed by another. Hallelujah. So there is a desire or a feeling of admiration, which is okay. When people are doing well, we can have a feeling of admiration, which usually will motivate us to also achieve. But this is not same as envy. Envy is a grudging, a feeling of grudging admiration. Hallelujah. Where you admire with a bad spirit, you admire with a bad mind. Something that somebody have gotten and you wish you have it. We may not aspire for anything if people don't have what we want. If people don't have more than what we want, then we will not have any aspiration. It is the achievement of people that inspires and that changes us to do well, because we have seen people doing well. So we need to be inspired. We need to aim high, because we have seen that if Kwame is able to do it, then we can also be able to do it. But in heaviness, who is Kwame to achieve A? It is supposed to be me. In life, in our careers, there are definitely people who will be better than us. In education, there are definitely people who will be better than us. In ministry, there are definitely people who will achieve better than us. In all spheres of life, people will go ahead of us, and we will use them as the yardstick to forge forward and better our crafts. Hallelujah. But when you become proud and self-centered, and you think that he or she does not deserve what they have gotten, but instead you are the one who deserves it, instead of appreciating it and it boosting you to do well, because today if it is Amos 10, probably tomorrow it will be your 10. No, heaviness will not do that. Heaviness will start speaking against Amma because Amma achieved. Heaviness will start fighting Amma because Amma got it. Heaviness will start making you sad and feeling pity because you feel you should have gotten it. How do you feel when you are two friends looking for an employment, and one is able to gain employment and you are still searching? Are you happy and hopeful that if Kwame has gotten employed, then I will definitely have my 10? Or you begin to say that even I had a first class and Kwame had a third class, why should Kwame get a job before me? Hallelujah. That is heaviness. Not feeling content and happy for when good things happen to people other than yourself. Everything that happened, good thing that happened to people, you feel you are more justified and qualified to have it than the other person. That is not a good spirit. Hallelujah. Why do people envy? Let us read from Genesis chapter 37. Genesis chapter 37. We are going to use the life of Joseph, son of Jacob, and his brothers to understand why people envy. People envy you because of things which are either on you or because of things that are from the people who are envying. So we're looking at some of the contributing factors. Sometimes you are faced with envious. People envy you and bringing stumbling blocks onto your way because of your own life. And sometimes because obeying the pandemic. No matter what you do, there are some people who envy you. We are one more thing, Krana. One more bedtime. There are people like that. But there are sometimes that some of the things are from you. Let's read from the Genesis chapter 37. Verse 3, now Israel, who is Jacob, loved Joseph more than all his children, because he had been born to him in his old age. So Joseph was akokraba, last baby, pension baby. And he made for him a coat of many colors. And when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, they hated him. And they could not speak peacefully to him. Then Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it to his brothers, and they hated him even more. And he said to them, "Please listen to this dream that I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field. Lo, my shelf arose and also stood erect. And behold, your sheaves stood around about and bowed to my shelf." And his brother said to him, "Will you actually reign over us? Or will you indeed have dominion over us?" And they hated him even more for his dreams and for his words. Hallelujah. His brothers hated him and envied him. Hallelujah. For what? For his words. So people envy because of your own words. Enioma efri we no mu ba enioma wo ne wo mo na mo a o ke kan ne a wo ne yoma no eno na etumi hye wo ma kumem e ma wo mo time wo ntimi nwa hye wo no yie na jai akasa akasa lo enye nioma bia ne yedi tudwa enye nioma bia ne yeka se eye yie amafo behunu. So your plans, the promises people have given you, the things that you have in mind, not all of them that you can share. Hallelujah. Because Joseph was hated by his own words, because of his own words. Sometimes we talk so much, things which are not even true. We create it and paint a picture as if all is going well. Things that we have planned, we've not even started working on them. We start talking about it with people in your organization. Your boss have promised you, have told you of an impending travel, of an impending promotion. It has not happened. You keep quiet. You broadcast it among all your colleagues. And they start punching holes into your work and start setting traps for you because you were not able to keep quiet. They are envying you based on your own words, things that you have spoken to them. Yes, you need advice, but please be mindful of what you bring out. Joseph, being a young boy of 17 years, could not hide his joy of dreaming and knowing very well but that these are people who did not like me because my father loved me. Hallelujah. So why do you spill your good news in front of people that you know possibly that they may not like you? So you may be hated, envied, troubled because of your own words. Secondly, you may be envied because of your dream. Among your family members, among your kinsmen, nobody have been able to, you know, go to the tertiary level of education, university. Nobody have been able to be employed in the former sector. Nobody have been able to build. Nobody have been able to become successful. And God has opened your eyes and you are beginning to think above your background. You are beginning to see yourself because of the power of the Holy Spirit, because of Christ that you have seen. You are beginning to break loose. loose from that kind of backwardness and that kind of curse of poverty. And you are beginning to dream and aim high. Please be careful that you do not speak it, you know, among people who have decided to remain where they are. They have decided and accepted their faith that they cannot do anything. This is where we belong. In my family, we don't do well, and this is where we long. Your man to me. Their mind is hooked to poverty. Their mind is hooked to a particular condition. Their mind is hooked that they will never be able to get promotion. Their mind is hooked that they will never be able to make it in life. When you begin to have a dream of breaking through, when you begin to have a dream of doing well, when you begin to have a dream of starting a business on your own, when you begin to have a breakthrough idea, be careful which people you share your dream with. Because instead of supporting you, instead of advising you, instead of motivating you, they will start killing your dream. They will start planning against you. They will start making sure that they will dig a pit for you so that you remain where you are and be like them or even be worse than them. Be careful, because people will envy you because of your dream. That is what happened to Joseph. He said, his brothers said to him, "Will you actually reign over us, or will you indeed have dominion over us?" And they hated him even more for his dreams and for his words. Hallelujah. People may hate you because of the favor you enjoy. Hallelujah. Life is not always fair. We do not tell God whom he should bless at what time. And sometimes you may think that you are the next in line, but somebody may receive their promotion, the thing that you are looking for. You may have gotten married 5 years without the fruit of the womb, and somebody will marry within the first month, will get pregnant. So sometimes the favors that you receive may cause people to envy you. Hallelujah. A clear case of two sisters, who one was loved and one was not loved. Shall we read Genesis chapter 29, verse 31, and we'll read Genesis chapter 30, verse 1. Hallelujah. Okay, so let's read 29:31. Now the Lord saw that Leah was unloved. He opened her womb, but Rahel was barren. Leah was not loved by her husband. She was not the favorite one. And because God saw that Leah was not the favorite one, God made Leah the most fruitful one. Then the favorite one, who was Rahel, the loved one, the desired, in fact, the one after the heart of Jacob, was barren. And because of the favor of fruitfulness, Leah was envied by Rahel, although Rahel was the most loved. Let's read the 30 verse 1. Now Rahel saw that she bore Jacob no children. Rahel envied her sister
and said to Jacob, give me children or else I die. Hallelujah. So, because of the favor that Leah received, Rahel envied the sister to the standard she could terminate her end her life because she was barren and Rahel was becoming fruitful, giving birth, and not even just giving birth to boys, male children. Because of the favor you are receiving from the office, because of the favor you have found in the sight of your parents, because of the favor you have found in the sight of your pastor, because of the favor you have found in life generally, you will be envied. This is one thing you should understand. Because there may be two people working on the same thing, but one will be successful than the other. It may not be that that other person is better than the other person. No. But sometimes favor has its own way of blessing you beyond measure that people cannot understand. And all that they have is to envy you. So because of the favor you receive, sometimes people will envy you. And you need to understand and know how you live in those circumstances. When you know that you are receiving things that you don't deserve, you need to know and prepare and become hardened and become prepared for the words of the envied soul. In our Christian life, we are people who are highly favored. So when we work, favor comes upon our life. We succeed. When we work, you know, we get favor. Favor. And we cannot explain. Sometimes we may not be the best, but we are the favored. And that should make you understand why people will envy you and people will set traps for your downfall. People will make sure that they will have bats in the way you work and in the way you do your things so that you will lose that favor. Do not lose God. Do your things right so that you will continue work in the favor that God has set for you. Enviness will set traps for you and make sure that you will fall. But the Lord that we serve, if you stay in Him and walk according to His ways, He will be there for you. So the favor that you receive may let people envy you. Hallelujah. Point number four. The nature of the flesh is not content. And for that matter, the human nature is a nature of enviness. We are all prone to envy people because we are all in the field of competition and comparison. We are all in the field of looking for something. So sometimes, no matter how you try hard, you are not able to get the grade that you want. You are not able to get the goal that you want. And some people will do it effortlessly. And sometimes, if the Spirit of God is not in you, you will envy people. And there are some people, no matter what you do, they will envy you. That is the nature of the flesh. No matter what you do, there are people who envy you. If you like, be feeding their family. If you like, be building houses for them. If you like, be giving them opportunities. If you like, be favoring them. If you like, do good things for them. They will still envy you. They will still set traps for you. They will still seek your downfall because human being by nature is not content and will be thinking they deserve more and will be thinking that you are fool. And because you are fool, that is why you are giving them your leftover. people are by nature envious and not content of whatever you do for them. So sometimes you may not have done anything at all to warrant the enviness of people, but they will still envy you. Abanyebo, Jacobe noko, she. That is the nature of men. Hallelujah. People will also faith. People will also envy you because of their own pain and failures. Sometimes you have not done anything, but because I tried and I failed, and you have tried and you have succeeded, it means I'm inferior, and it means that I am not as bright as you are. So I need to backbite you. I need to speak evil about you. I need to tell people you are a witch. I need to tell you that your mother is a witch and using witchcraft to support you. I need to bad mouth you. I need to start spoiling you, not because you have done anything, but because of my own failures. Because the gentleman left me, because of my shortfalls, or because of something that I did, and came for you and have married you, I may go around spoiling you because I wish that your success is mine. Because I wish that your possessions are mine. I wish because your achievements are mine. That is enviness for you. It is the wishing that what you have gotten is for me. And not in good taste, in bad taste. Because I believe that you do not deserve it. I deserve it. But what the unsetna unfata? Just because I have failed, just because the boss don't really like me, and the boss likes you, you are my enemy. And I envy you. Instead of looking at what can I do so that I will also be accepted. Hallelujah. God himself told Cain that if you have done what is right, won't it be accepted? Instead of envying your brother and killing him, if you have done what is right, won't you be accepted? Hallelujah. So sometimes people will envy not because you have done them anything, oh my brother, because of their own pain, their past mistakes and failures, they will envy you. Sometimes because you remind them of their mistakes, you remind them of things that they do not do well, they will envy you, my brother. And you need to be smart and think in between the lines before you start feeling pity for yourself. Because instead of them accepting that their inability to make it in life is their own doing, or something that they failed to do, they will not accept that. But instead, they will blame it on you, and they will become bitter against you. Hallelujah. People become envious because they do not understand time and seasons. Time and seasons. It is God that sets up kings, and he is the same one that overthrows them and sets new ones up. So today, your own may come. But tomorrow will be my time. Today may be a dry season for me, but the rainy season for you. I need to understand that life is governed by seasons. And the fact that I have a dry season today does not mean that my rainy season will never come. It is time and seasons. Our inability to appreciate that life is governed by times and seasons breeds in us the spirit of enviness. Now that you have understood why people envy, there are many other reasons, but let us move on because of time. When people envy, what happens? What are the fruits of enviness? Enviness breeds, one, enviness breeds hatred. In the scripture that we read in Genesis chapter 37 about the brothers of Joseph and himself, what happened? The brothers conspired to kill Joseph because they envied him. Hallelujah. They conspired to kill him. That is what enviness breeds. It breeds a deep-centered hatred, which is a powerful temptation and very destructive. And it is because of enviness that people can go through hell to punish people. People can go through hell to destroy the heart and reputation of people. Enviness is a force and strong energy that possesses people, that if care is not taken, is very destructive to the person that they envy and to themselves. When we read Proverbs chapter, let's go to Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 14. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 14, verse 6, verse 30. We will understand something. Proverbs 14, verse 30. We'll understand something that will teach us. It says, a sound heart is a life of the body, but envy is the rottenness of the bones. That envy do not just destroy the body, the skin, the flesh. It eats deep and even destroy the bones. You see, when people die, over years, you may even dig their graves and you see the bones still in the graves. Hallelujah. Just the flesh is destroyed. But the Bible is painting how dangerous enviness is by, you know, doing this analogy. That enviness is able to permeate the skin and destroy the bone. So, bi ni brewa, obi ni brewa. Minya, huye. Se ninsan ka ni oshoshe ni ya. Se ninsan ka se, obe se wo na wa se we busu ya, na we nime guasi ya na kuma ento ni ye mu ye. Surobi o tan wo, surobi ya ni ni bre wo, because ni abe yama ni biya enso ni ni. Ni ya wo ni trimo ane sa adwe mboni na, ope so de se wo no. Enye ni abe yama no, enye papa biya wa yama no, se o tan wunu no, ababese na kume munu se enebre na ababese na kume munu eye enebre bonia esei adie nyina echimbei. Enviness destroys the bone because the hatred that breeds out of enviness is powerful and very destructive. Most of the sins that people commit are sins that are born out of enviness. They are sins that are born out of, I deserve it better than you. They are sins that are born out of, this is my right. They are sins that are born of, you are less than me. Androcentrism and seeing yourself better than others. Hallelujah. That is the fruit of enviness. Shall we read James chapter 3, verse 16? He said, for where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. These are the fruit of enviness. It means you are showing up, bravo ye, show up, come in, a brand tea, or born home or dear, or time, no, it's an abrant in a canoe correct. No one more time about Besha Wakume Muno, Shenye, because or time best sell, or time best sell, you are a fine gentleman. Do not let enviness take over your life. Don't let enviness take over your life, because enviness will let you lose control. Enviness will breed wickedness and all sort of evil in your heart. The fruit of enviness is death. Until you have destroyed, you will never be happy. Enviness brings disgrace because you'll be exposed. Fine gentleman, fine man, loved by many, because of evidence, you'll be exposed in daylight and you lose your pride, respect, and your hard-won reputation. When evidence come to your life, what must you do? How to deal and overcome evidence? Enviness. That's the last thing I'm talking about. How to overcome enviness. In the beginning of my sermon, I told you that we are all prone to envy because we are in the world of achieving and we are all striving to get something. Hallelujah. And if you do not learn how to overcome enviness, you end up in destruction. Hallelujah. The first thing is to love yourself. Hallelujah. Love yourself. Believe in yourself. And believe that the God that you serve loved you just as you are. Hallelujah. Love yourself. The fact that somebody has been able to achieve A or B does not mean that you are not wealthy. Do not associate somebody's success to mean that you are not worthy. Love yourself and know that there is time for everybody. So for the fact that today you have not been able to get employed does not mean that you are not wealthy. Does not mean that you do not deserve something good. Hallelujah. That is what the enemy will paint for you. And you begin not to love yourself. And even these days, a lot of women, the fact that they were not created to have big, you know, buttocks or big boobs is a cause to make them sad. Love yourself. No matter how you were created, no matter how you are performing, no matter how intelligent you are, love yourself because you have a strength within. And today your strength may not be useful, but there will be a time that your strength will be useful. Hallelujah. When it is relationship and yanko ha ni yanko ha and be mane pema omotosusu no omono for mososo. Now so we do ta most men may not choose such women. So there's time for everything. So love yourself, and in loving yourself, you will love to improve yourself. When you improve yourself, you are also opened up for opportunities. The opportunities that people have gotten and you are envying them. When you begin to love yourself, you will improve yourself. When you begin to love yourself, your inner human will become beautiful and glowing. Point number two. Believe that God has a plan for your life. Our biggest problem as believers, and our biggest problem as believers, which sometimes make us to envy people, is that we do not believe in the promises of God. So if we need to overcome enviness, we need to understand that the promises of God are yea and amen, and whatever that he has said concerning our life will come to pass, no matter the time, no matter who receives what first. We believe in the promises of God, and sometimes the memory verses and the passages in the scripture which brings out the promises of God concerning our life, we know them by heart, but we do not believe in it. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. We keep saying this, but do we believe in it? If we believe in it, we will not be envious of what people are enjoying now. Because we know that our time will come. What we are praying for, God will make it come to pass. When we begin to accept and believe and wait patiently for the promises of God, we will not envy whatever that is happening in the life of people, but we'll be happy for them because we know that surely goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our life. So when you know goodness will follow you, why do you envy? Believe in the scripture and believe in the promises of God. When you do that, enviness will be far away from you because you believe that the God that you have accepted and believe him, he is a God who is faithful, who never lie, and he has never promised that he has not delivered. He is the I am that I am. When you believe in this and not just speak it, but you believe and rely on it, you will not envy whatever that anybody is enjoying because you know that your time will definitely come. Point number three, be happy for others and get inspiration from them. Sometimes you may not be doing something right, and people may be doing certain right things to get the result that you deserve. Humble yourself and be happy for them and learn from them what is making them successful. They are basic principles of every business. And for success, be happy for people, be inspired by them, and learn from them. Hallelujah. The fact that we are in the same business and you are doing well does not mean that I should envy you and I should start bad mouthing you and I should start destroying your business so that people will not come to you. I have to learn. Learning will only make you better. In the organization, learning will make you better. Do not just bad mouth. Don't bad mouth, because that is not what a Christian should do. A Christian should learn and be an example for others. Even when things are not going well for you, be that role model. Point number four, work smart, hard, and diligently. Hallelujah. Sometimes we are not diligent. We work smart, we work hard, but we are not diligent. Hallelujah. We leave certain things uncared for. We are not strategic. Hallelujah. The fact that we are smart, working smart does not mean that we should not work hard or we should be lazy. Hallelujah. We need, despite the promises of God, if we will be able to get the promises of God, we need to work hard, smart, and diligent. Hallelujah. And sometimes people will tell you that the more hard, smart, and diligent I work, the more poor I become, or the more less opportunities I get. In this, my answer is that this is where you begin to find out that BB cream, there's something more than the normal, but spiritual or ancestral, holding up what you are looking for. And if you don't break that, you will not get what you want. You do the prayer of Jabez. Hallelujah. Jabez was a honorable man, but realized that if he doesn't take care, grief or sorrow will take over his life. So when he understood his name and knew that his name may have an impact on his life, hallelujah, he prayed a prayer and asked God that God should bless him, expand his borders and territory, and make sure that grief do not take over him. Hallelujah. So there are times that you are doing everything, but you write, but you are not getting the results that you demand. Pray the prayer of Jabez. Because there are sometimes you look into your bloodline, your family, and you see that there is a trend. You break and you let the blood of Jesus take over and set you free from all those things. With that, when you work, you will see the results. And when you see the results, you will not be envious of others. Envy is dangerous. Do not entertain it in your heart as a Christian, because it will destroy your life. Envy is wicked. It says that where there is enviness, there is confusion, and there is all kinds of wickedness. And this is not the heart of a Christian. Do not entertain envy, because we serve a God who is bigger and who can do everything. If you believe that you are a child of God and you have accepted him and you understand what this song is, my God is so big, so strong and mighty, and there is nothing that my God cannot do, you will not envy. Shall we be on our feet? Father, we thank you for your message. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, so we will not entertain any spirit of enviness in our life. Help us to learn how to love and show love to the world, even when things are not going right for us. We thank you and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Shalom, peace, and the mighty hand of God be upon you. Let me hear from you. Share your joy, your pain, and your situations with us. And through the blood of Jesus, we'll help you overcome. Enjoy your week, and may God be with you. Amen.